For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
35 days until the November general election, where Missouri is picking a new U.S. senator. Illinois will decide on the governor's race. Missouri will decide whether to take some steps for decriminalizing recreational marijuana. A lot of pushback on that. We're going to talk about that a few times before the election actually rolls around. And St. Louis County voters are going to be deciding who the county executive is going to be. And at 7:35, one of those candidates, Mark Montavani, is going to be on this program. If you have a question for him, I'm looking at the Rumble chat box right now. I know there's a lot of you watching at the moment. So if you got a question you want us to ask, send it our way. We'll take a look at it. You can also tweet it at us at NewstalkSTL. And you can also obviously put that in the comments for us as well. And we'll consider all of them. But Mark's going to be on the program again, this time at 7:35. All right, 7:20. St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman. He kind of fires a shot across the bow, saying state government. He was talking to state government, but he's sending a message to St. Louis City and County. He says they can't get their stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
Too much crime is spilling out. Here's what I recommend you go do about it. Now, I think he knows the state's not going to actually do what he's asking.
Right.
But it's now got another layer of city officials and county officials being asked, so what do you think of this? So we'll talk about that at 7:20. All right, it is 7:08 at the moment. That's Gabe Pfeiffer, Ken Williams over there. I'm Mike Ferguson. This, okay, I want to get to this big tech censorship thing in a minute, but check this out. Okay, so New York, in New York, they were doing one of those gun buyback programs, you know, the no questions asked, just bring in your gun, and in this case, they were going to give a gift card.
Yeah.
Pretty sizable gift card. You know, we don't care. Basically, they said they don't care if that is like what you use to kill somebody. Just bring it in. No questions asked. They're just going to destroy it and be done with it. Hmm. That's the part of the deal.
Right.
You know, because they if they come in and they process it and look for clues and all kind of stuff, then people aren't going to bring them in. And they think that buying the guns off the street is going to help. So a guy who goes by the name Kem, K-E-M, that's like his online stage name.
Okay. All right.
Got himself a 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
Printed up pieces of plastic in the shape of guns.
Mm-hmm.
Not even trying to pretend they're real guns. I mean, I saw a picture of some of them are like orange and yellow, and I mean, it's so over the top.
So basically, was he trying to say, okay, you're not going to do this, I know. So here are a bunch of colored ones and all that, and they did it.
They did it. No questions asked.
All of them.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to prove a point.
Yeah, and he did.
And he did. And make some money.
He did.
I heard actual audio of him. And yeah, this he was going for this.
Oh, my goodness. And the thing is, if he'd walked in and they grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and tossed him out, he would have been fine with it.
Sure.
I think. But he takes all these pieces of plastic.
Brightly colored plastic.
Over 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And says, hey, you said gun buyback, no questions asked. They don't even have to be functional guns. They handed him over $21,000 worth of gift cards for his pieces of plastic that cost him pennies. Because them's the rules.
Wow.
He said it took about an hour of negotiation, but eventually they came out with the cards. $500 gift cards. It's amazing. And they counted them out for him, he
yep.
said.
Oh, no.
I bet
they changed the rules to that now.
Who knows?
Maybe, maybe not. Because if they put any rules and say, well, they've got to be real guns, then you know, some people aren't going to bring in other things. I mean, so they try to be as, and I don't mean this in the political sense, as liberal with these policies as possible. So this guy's basically saying, yeah, you're so open-minded, your brain's falling out. What's happening here?
Oh, makes me want to get a 3D
This is
printer.
From the Attorney General's office is the one that was spearheading this. So News Channel 2 in New York finally received a comment from the Attorney General's office. And what they say, and they listed this, they sent the statement out yesterday. They said, it's shameful that the individual exploited a program that has successfully taken thousands of guns off the streets to protect our communities from gun violence. We have partnered with local police throughout the state to recover more than 3,500 guns and one individual's, anybody want to guess what word? What adjective? What adjective? Greedy,
greedy
behavior won't tarnish our work to promote public policy. We have adjusted our policies to ensure that no one can exploit the program again for personal gain. There will be somebody.
Dang it.
There will be somebody who exploits it for personal gain. They'll just find another way to do it.
Yeah. And I've seen these programs happen many times here in St. Louis even. And people have brought in guns that were like a piece of rust.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, that would never fire no matter what anyway.
That was part of the rules, right? Even non-functioning guns. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they said.
Right.
You know, this is a non-functioning gun.
Absolutely. I mean, if you go, you know, through your grandpa's basement and you find that rusty gun, it's a real gun, but it will never fire again. They'll pay you for it as part of the program.
Yeah, I have a shotgun at home that I would not dare shoot.
No, and it would never threaten anybody.
No.
Hey, did you guys get that, let's shift gears just a little bit here. Did you guys get that email from the RNC about the upcoming elections?
No.
I didn't. You get your email?
I didn't get anything.
No. Well,
I mean, I'm signed up.
Did you check your spam folder?
Oh, really?
Yeah, here's why. Brooke Singman from Fox News explains.
The RNC is accusing Google of marking more than 22 million emails as spam, including 358,000 get-out-the-vote messages. On September 28th, Google marked more than 3 million RNC emails as spam before that number surged to nearly 10 million on each of the next 2 days. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel telling me we are less than 40 days out from Election Day, and important get-out-the-vote emails to our opted-in voters in states that have already started early voting are being systematically sent to spam. She says, quote, big tech bias is undermining the democratic process, and said the RNC is exploring legal options to put an end to this clear pattern of bias.
The DNC has not complained about their emails going to spam at all, but I'm sure that's just
no kidding. I'm pretty sure that they had no problem with that at all. In fact, you can elevate emails as much as you can spam them.
Yeah. And so that does not surprise me at all. You look at just about every platform. It's fascinating to me how these businesses, which should want as little interference from government as possible, favoring the authoritarian side of the debate. PayPal is one of the latest. And in case, I think there's a lot of people like, PayPal's still a thing? It's still out there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, deplatforming people and things like that. We know this happens with Google literally redirecting your emails that you're getting. By the way, if you want to keep up with what's happening around St. Louis, you can, you know, I would love for you to sign up for our newsletter as well. Just go to NewsTalkSTL to opt in to do that, and you'll get basically a weekly kind of recap of what's going on. But in this case right here, that's all it takes is like one person to say that source is spam and direct everything into spam folders.
Well, look at what Visa has done with that special international code for guns when you have a receipt. It's a special number that they assign to the receipt of a gun purchase to identify it as a gun, or a weapon. I mean, I don't understand why they would have to do that, but they're doing it. And in fact, it's making me I was literally going to a couple weeks ago, put the rest of my money down on just use a Visa and just do it and pay that off. But I'm not doing that. I'm paying it off with less money and just drawing it from the bank.
All right, just ahead here, we've got, let's talk crime. St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman, he has got a few messages for the city and the county when it comes to not getting crime and violence under control there. Talk about that around 7:19 here on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Look, if you hate cops just because of the cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead.
Seems fair, right?
I love that ad. Is there more to that? I need to see.
Oh, yeah, there's a full 30 seconds. I mean, he spends the first 20 seconds of it, you know, with very serious crime is surging in Louisiana. This is a campaign for John Kennedy's reelection in Louisiana. But then it all builds up to that line right there, you know, and then he goes on. I approved this ad because I want Louisiana to be safer, but I heard that. I'm like, I can't not put that on the air. Senator John Kennedy, the national treasure from Louisiana. It is 7:21. I'm Mike Ferguson with Gabe Pfeiffer and Ken Williams. And at 7:35, we're going to have a St. Louis County executive candidate, Mark Montavani, on the program here. So a little bit of I don't want to make light of it and say, oh, we got some drama going on right here. But here are the politics behind this. Here's the messaging and the communication. Steve Ellman, who is the St. Charles County executive, he contacted the state legislature and basically said, here's what I'm asking you to do. We are having a crime problem that is spilling over and affecting St. Charles County, coming out of the city, coming out to some degree of the county, but really the city. And what I'm asking the state government to do is take over the St. Louis Police Department. And you can see this report at our news partners website on KMOV. And take it over, have the state government run the police department. That's been a local control has been a big debate for years, obviously, in St. Louis over the police. And also he's recommending that they combine the prosecutorial jurisdictions. So basically take the circuit attorney's office, Kimberly Gardner's office, and the county district, Wesley Bell's office, combine them and let people in the city and the county vote for a prosecutor.
Yeah. I mean, if we're just taking all the spitball ideas right now, we're just like, okay, guys, we're just working out. We're just brainstorming here. I'll take it as part of the brainstorming session. But I think it's one of those first ones that needs to go from the board.
I normally will never speculate, but I'm going to speculate a little bit here. And I've only met Steve Ellman a few times. I don't know him well. I know him, but I don't know him well. My guess is that he knows that if he picks up the phone and calls Kimberly Gardner or calls Tashard Jones and says, can we talk about what you're not doing to stop violent crime? He's going to get hung up on.
Yeah.
Probably called some names.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the end of it. They're not interested in hearing from him. Wesley Bell, I know Wesley Bell. Mm-hmm. I would suspect Wesley would probably take the conversation. And once they were done, he would politely hang up the phone saying, have a nice day, Steve, and then go on and forget everything and ignore it.
Yes.
So Steve Ellman knows that the message is not going to be received well
mm-hmm.
in City Hall or the Board of Aldermen. So he publicly goes to the state government saying, hey, go take over their police department. They're not doing their job. And of course, the city and the county are kind of probably mumbling, really mad that he's done this, because there's a code in politics. You take care of your area, I'll take care of mine. You don't tell me how to run my area.
Yeah.
And so he's violated that unwritten rule, but he's getting his point across because every news outlet in the region is talking about the crime and the way that the city is falling short.
You know, I'm sure that they're bristling a little bit at it, but at the same time, he's got his people to look out for, and that crime that's spilling across those various regional borders doesn't really care about the unwritten rules.
Right.
So I guess at this point, he felt as though he needed to speak up, and I'm glad he did. Maybe it'll get some conversations going at the government at the state level.
Here's part of what he had to say to Channel 4.
The reputation has hurt us because people that don't live here don't understand that it's not everywhere.
Yeah, and I think the thing is I think people in the area understand this, that what's happening in the city affects other areas. We know that.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what happens on the east side can affect the Missouri side. We know what's happening in the city can affect the east side and can also affect the western suburbs.
Because that's
St.
how
Louis,
it works.
Right, because St. Louis County, St. Louis City. It's not like we live in little bubbles. We don't have to get on a horseback and do a half day's ride to get out to St. Charles anymore. It's not how that works.
And we don't have a wall.
Yeah, we don't have a wall.
Yet.
So the bridge works just fine. So Ellman is a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. He knows the state government is not going to say, oh, I got this letter from Steve Ellman. Let's go ahead and change how the police department's run in St. Louis City. You know, let's go ahead and talk about adjusting the parameters of where the prosecutor. They know that's not going to happen. He knows that that's getting ignored in the state legislature. However, he is putting renewed scrutiny and pressure on the city, not to necessarily change how they do things, because they don't care what Steve Ellman or anybody in St. Charles County thinks at all. They don't care. They have essentially a pro-criminal mindset in policy.
Yes.
Which it's got to be frustrating to the police department.
Restorative justice.
Yeah. Well, in nonviolent things, there's some cases to be made for that, I think. But prosecuting bad guys and locking them up is also a perfectly valid option. Every single one of them.
Yes.
But now they're in a position to have to answer calls from media. Hey, this guy said this. What's your response? Because they don't have anywhere to go to argue. They say, well, there are fewer murders this year than there were last year.
Well.
Or there were fewer murders this year than there were in 2020 future than in 2020. That was their argument.
2020 is one of those gifts to the to a lot of the stat watchers, because everything basically was down in 2020 because everybody was hiding and nobody went out.
Well, 2020 was the last year before we had, you know, everything shut down. And so, but that's literally said, we have fewer homicides year to date this year than we did in 2020.
It's like, well, 2020 was shut down.
Yeah. And congratulations on that. It's still really high.
It's dumb.
Right. I mean,
the whole argument's dumb.
So I got to congratulate Steve Ellman on making his point pretty heavily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because what would happen is if the state came back in and said, we're taking over, we're going to run the police department, they would go on a hiring spree.
Yes, absolutely. And we were just talking yesterday about the salary discrepancies between city cops and basically all of the surrounding areas. So, you know, I imagine those salaries would be going up.
Yeah. If you're a St. Louis City police officer and you found out that Belleville, the city of Belleville, will start you at almost $20,000 more per year than you're making in the city, why would you not take it and apply? Why would you not run off?
And I think it's cheaper to live in Belleville.
Oh, it's much cheaper to live in Belleville.
So it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, if you know you're going to make more money in Jefferson County, you're going to make more money in St. Charles County, why would you not be applying for that?
Yeah.
And there were some complaints like, they're poaching our officers.
No. Yeah. You're losing your offices.
Right. You're pushing them out the door.
Yeah.
They're looking for which door is most lucrative because they have a family to raise and they've got kids who want to go to college someday or want to go to trade school someday or want to get married someday. You know, they want to buy a house someday too. They want to go on vacation too. So you make the reasonable choices for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, looking at the situation, I don't know why anyone who wants to be a cop would want to do so in the city of St. Louis.
Right.
Like, why would you do if my son comes to me and says, hey, Dad, I want to be a cop, I'm telling him to go to Belleville.
Well, without a doubt.
I was like, well, there's no other place to go.
Hey, you're saying things like, hey, here, Frank, I hear Franklin County's nice and quiet.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, basically you're worried about, is he going to be able to go home every night?
Absolutely. And is he going to get support from his employer, you know, the governor, is his... working environment going to be any good, you know, with the prosecutor's office and things like that? Is his pay going to be good?
Right.
All of those things. No, I'll say this. None of those things work out well if you look at St. Louis City and compare it to anywhere else.
Yeah. And they're not going to combine the jurisdictions of the prosecuting attorneys.
Yeah. That's kind of a non-starter.
It's just not going to happen on there because they don't want to mess with local governments. You know, as well. But here's the bottom line is that Steve Ellman, in a very short term way, because this will probably dissipate from the headlines, but he embarrassed Kimberly Gardner and Tishara Jones and the Board of Aldermen. And he embarrassed to some degree the county government in St. Louis County as well. But in the city, he put a renewed spotlight on this is your failure. Ultimately, the bad guys are responsible for their own deeds. OK, I don't believe that you blame government for individual decisions and individual crimes.
Right.
But when you don't lock up the bad guys and you don't prosecute them and you have a pro-criminal mindset in your public policy, you get more crime because you don't take the criminals off the streets. So good on you, Steve. You brought it back up and made the point. And the point is that what they failed to do in the city affects the region without any sort of doubt. We all know that. And it's one of the reasons that the city is dying from the inside out. Mark Montavani going to be with us here at 7:35 on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
All right, 7:50. One of the wildest ambulance rides ever happened in St. Louis, right here in the region. I'll tell you about that. Wow, what a bizarre situation that was. All right, it is 7:37 right now. Here in just a moment, we're going to talk to Mark Montavani. He is obviously, as you all know, he's running for county executive. And he's going to be with us here in just a second. Also, right around 8:05, this is really interesting. I found this story on theblaze.com. Turns out there's legislation that's been introduced in the U.S. Senate to limit data that law enforcement can buy about you.
Okay.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So we'll have that conversation right around 8:05. Just over 30 days, 35 days right now until Election Day, and I still
maintain. My gosh.
I still maintain that the most important election in the St. Louis region this November is going to be that for St. Louis County Executive.
Absolutely.
I'm not taking away from the race for governor in Illinois. I'm not taking away from the race for U.S. Senate on the Missouri side. I'm not taking away from any of the amendments. Those are all really, really important. But when it comes to the direction of the region in particular, obviously the county executive's race is, to me, the most crucial one that nobody should be sleeping on. Mark Montavani, as you know, is challenging Sam Page, and he joins us right now. Mark, welcome back to the program. Appreciate you being on the show. This time around in the conversation, I want to do comparisons here. You're a businessman, and we know how bad businesses have been hurting over the last year and a half, 2 years. If you're elected, what changes when it comes to economic development, attracting businesses, making the environment as friendly to businesses as possible, which obviously another word for businesses is jobs. What changes under a Montavani administration?
Well, thanks for having me on. Big topic, because many things that the county executive and the county government touch affect perspectives, perceptions, and the substance of doing business in St. Louis County. St. Louis County, over the last couple of decades, has developed a reputation that it is not friendly to businesses, and there are a number of reasons why that is so. It is perceived as a place where there is a lot of red tape to do business. There are situations where there's doubling up of licensing requirements. There's a lack of coordination with municipalities on zoning issues. The county government itself has not always remembered, I think, that it is in the service business. Some of the offices that engage, connect, touch businesses have developed a reputation for being less than cooperative with businesses in terms of things like the hours that they're open, the procedures for doing business with them, the like. And so the first thing we have to do is remember we're in the service business and we're trying to serve the residents and the businesses of St. Louis County, like any other business would, I think. Secondly, we, of course, have to make certain that our tax base is fair and perceived as such and that it's fairly administered. I regularly hear criticisms of real estate tax situation with respect to assessments, particularly of commercial properties, that are perceived as being aggressive, unfair, and the like. Thirdly, we have got to recognize that staffing, as you suggested, Mike, is an important consideration for businesses. When I was running my business, we had a real challenge always of identifying, hiring technologists and the like. As a region, this transcends just St. Louis County. As a region, we've got to make it clear that developing technologists and young professionals to service our growing business organizations is more of a priority. These things are doable. Many communities across the country have done these kinds of things. We have to get more effective at retaining our young people in town so our labor pool is perceived as appropriate. So I think that the question is a good one, and it requires a change in mindset across the board. You know, businesses drive the economic standing of a lot of lives, and there is no there is no reason why government can't collaborate and support business organizations in their attempts to grow. That's really what creates a dynamic region.
Good morning, Mark. Gabe Pfeiffer here. In addition to the importance of setting that environment, that business environment, I think crime is one of those contributors to that. And St. Louis County's increasing crime is a problem. And it's gone so far as to have the St. Charles County executive call for major changes to alleviate the crime that seems to be encroaching from the city. What's your plan for the county to reduce our crime problem?
Well, first of all, you're exactly right. With respect to economic opportunity in the region and growth, crime has to be dealt with. One of my frustrations, guys, is that the current county executive has not even addressed the reality of a growing crime rate in the community and the perception that people have here. I mean, my friends and neighbors feel unsafe, and so consequently, that causes us to lose population and businesses either leave or they don't want to invest here. They don't want to move here. So we've got to have an aggressive crime plan. I find it's if it wasn't so serious, it would almost be laughable. People in the St. Louis area somehow or other think that crime is almost an unmanageable challenge. And you know, if you look around the country, almost every major metropolitan area in America has a crime plan that they have developed locally and that they're trying to execute. We seem to be sitting on our hands in this area, which makes me crazy. All right, so look, the very first thing that I would focus on as county executive is the development of a crime plan. Now, I have some ideas about this, but this has got to be a community-wide kind of a plan. I can propose a plan that involves short-term intermediation of trying to get bad actors off the street. But I've got to engage with the police on that. You have to engage with the community. The clergy can be a big help, as they have been in other communities around the country. You've got to engage with businesses because you've got to get you've got to get economic opportunity in order to give people an option relative to moving their life in a different direction. The best programs, the ones that I like the best, are built sort of along the model of what was called Operation Ceasefire, which was a Boston initiative in the early part of the 2000s. Oakland's done a similar program. And basically, what these programs involve is getting into the neighborhoods and working with community leaders to identify who the likely bad actors are. And then intermediation between the police and the community with respect to those people, and say, basically, look, your days of engaging in violent activity are over. Now you've got two choices. You can either deal with the prospects of incarceration. We'll get you off the streets if we have to. Or we're going to give you an option to turn your life around. That's why businesses are important, because you offer people the opportunity to straighten their lives out, to get some training, to maybe get a job after their training and the like. And they get to make a choice, right, as to whether or not how their life is going to go. You engage with the feds on some of the enforcement, on some of this kind of stuff. So there's a lot of programs built along a similar model to that that have been reasonably successful in other communities. What we've got to do is we've got to have a plan, darn it, and work the thing in order to demonstrate to the community that we're serious about this and to get these bad actors off the street. Then, you know, the whole thing around longer-term initiatives is also right. There is truth to the statement that people turn to crime because they're desperate, because they don't see economic opportunity. And so you have to deal with the long-term initiative as well as creating a growing economy and growing opportunities. But the very first thing you got to do is you got to get the bad actors off the street.
Good morning, Mark. We're talking to Mark Montavani, candidate for St. Louis County Executive. Mark, there are a fair amount of people listening right now and who are in St. Louis who are independent are there, Democrats wanting to lean away from Sam Page? If there's one message you want to deliver to them right now, what would that be?
Well, look, I think that if you're an honest broker and you look at the last 4 years of St. Louis County government, you have to agree that it is characterized by chaos within the county government. The county executive's interactions with the council have been wholly ineffective. He has had to be forced to do the right thing over and over, forced by the courts, with respect to seating of the chair, with respect to his second job. The voters had to engage with respect to paying Tim Fitch's pension. So there's just been chaos. The relationship between the executive and legislative branches has been wholly dysfunctional. So I think that that is an example of failed leadership of a person who doesn't understand how to work with others and for the common good. There have also been examples of corruption and the like, but all of these things are important to me because they are preventing us from dealing with the fundamental challenges of our community, which are crime, as we talked about, and the lack of economic development and the like. And so I recognize that there is some confusion about the fact that I ran as a Democrat and I'm running as a Republican. The fact is that all I care about is St. Louis. This should not be a question about parties. These should be nonpartisan offices, as they are in most communities around America. But if we don't take this opportunity to get our community on the right track, we're going to continue to be passed up by all of those other places, Midwestern communities around us, Kansas City and Indianapolis and Nashville. And I'm just tired of it. There is no reason why St. Louis can't be in the vanguard of Midwestern communities that are growing and succeeding. The reason we're not doing this is because our leadership has been substandard, and I think I've got a different approach, and I think we can do some good if the community will think broader and allow a different kind of leadership.
I think the word substandard is immensely polite. That's a very polite way to put it. Well, I would use much harsher words, but yeah, all right.
Agree with you.
Yeah, Mark.
In the morning, I might as well be polite. And
Mark, you get. I know your social media is up on Twitter. At least, is the website up yet?
Yes, it is. Mark4STL.com.
All right, easy enough. All right, Mark Montevani challenging Sam Page for the county executive's position. Let's do it again here sooner rather than later, Mark.
I'm at your service, guys. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
All right. 314-912-1019. Your take on what you just heard from Mark Montevani. Let's talk about it right here on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
All right. Got some thoughts on that conversation with Mark Montevani. You like what you heard? Didn't like what you heard? What do you think? 314-912-1019. I think we probably got time to get a phone call or two in here. We're starting off with David. Hey, David, you're on News Talk STL. What's your take?
Hey there, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I think Mr. Montevani woke up about halfway through that interview. let me just start off by saying I'm going to vote Montevani in the election. So that's. I mean, obviously, we got to vote against Sam Page, and for better or worse, that's just the situation. But if I were Mark's campaign manager, I know that this station is called St. Louis News Talk, and that might give the impression that we're all very, very serious here. But have we listened to the station before?
Were you looking for a little more fun out of him?
I was looking for a little more humanity. I mean, he was giving the correct answers, but he was talking to a room of businessmen, not a room of the public. And it was just, I was a little disappointed that he didn't let his humanity out a little more. I think it was really funny. I forget what he said. Something, maybe somebody was an idiot or something, and it made Gabe chuckle. I thought that was great. It just seemed like he was just very stiff, and I just wish that he was a little bit more human and showed his personality a bit more, because we're out here talking to millions of people, right?
Well, not anymore. St. Louis County's population is now under a million. Under the Sam Page administration, literally we have fewer people and businesses in the county than when Sam Page took office, literally.
Well, I'll be for real. We are actually hunting for a house right now, and until the whole mask mandate came around, we weren't even considering going out to St. Charles, St. Peter's.
Yeah.
But guess what? That's on the agenda now because I'm not going to live in a place that requires such ridiculous draconian measures. Yeah. And besides that, the crime is skyrocketing and schools are going ridiculous.
Hey, David, was one of the reasons why I asked him about, you know, his response to independence and people just sitting on the fence. Just give me an honest opinion, just your opinion, you know, and that's what I wanted from him, you know.
I appreciate that. No, you guys did great. I feel like maybe he, like I said, he kind of warmed up about halfway through, and I actually started calling in earlier to just completely rip, but I actually kind of lightened up a little bit in a couple more minutes.
Give him a chance.
Yeah.
All right, so, David,
we're going to vote.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely, because, I mean, with Sam Page, I mean, we can't allow him to stay in that office. All right, we've got to get to an information segment in a minute here. I appreciate you being on the program, part of Newstalk STL, David. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. So who is he talking to? That's actually part of it here. You've got, I think, a lot of Democrats who really like Mark Montavani, but they're being told you have to vote for the party line, and I think there's a lot of Democrats that go, but this guy's better. And conversely, there are a lot of Republicans, not a lot. I think there are a few Republicans, you know, the people who, are the quick ones to go, I'm not voting for a rhino. Okay. In this situation right here, here's what we've got. We've got a situation where we can remove from office one of the worst, most tyrannically minded office holders we have in the region. Why would you not do that? And again,
I can't give an answer.
I mean, I'm open. I'm open if you're gonna, if you want to call in and tell me. I mean, we've got an interview with Eric Savone from theblaze.com here in just a few minutes. But I mean, if you want to make an argument for, we're going to make the perfect the enemy of the good, the perfect the enemy of the better, from a you know, hardcore conservative, hardcore libertarian, hardcore whatever. You know, I guess try to change my mind. But to me, this is a very, very clear choice. What's been killing the county, business, economically, you know, personally, culturally, or somebody who sees that there's a problem and says, I'm going to do better. And I think we'll do better. I don't think that's even close.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.